Most of the women are located in the landmark in March. And so they need to adjust the focus specifically on the choosing of different sexes when they would be there. That's correct. If anybody in the right like to make a on page 60, they need to be the self of the sexes of the society. In terms of civil society, there needs to be more focus on gender equality, which speaks to the protection of vulnerable workers in terms of the output. But there's no data or there's no differentiation between women and men and how many women in terms of that category. Also, again, what a vulnerable worker needs to be more data. I would say women are more vulnerable in which that market, which sector, which level of management, etc. Then paragraph 2, which deals with remuneration, specifically mentioned the determination of that race and gender play in the role of determining remuneration for employees. That will restore gender. Paragraph 3, which deals with the capital awareness campaign, said we would like to see more focus on gender there in terms of awareness campaigns for rural women in terms of activities of employment. I can provide that to you. In urban centers, you'll find the access should be displayed in access to most of the local context. I don't know the extent to which that is too involved in rural areas, I'm not clear. So there should be more focus on that in rural areas, especially for rural women. Page 61, paragraph 2, the technical support, technical support for the Commission on Employment Equity. And in terms of the lifting of the legislative mandate, one of the problems that we also have to bear is that the report of that commission is not a chapter in the system. What that commission is that there's not enough focus on gender in terms of reporting. They report specifically on rights. They do mention gender, but there's not enough emphasis right for that. Then page 61, which has on of women in terms of there should be more emphasis on the screening of women in terms of employment equity. Then in terms of care of four, protection of vulnerable workers. They need to include more protection for women in terms of sexual harassment and discrimination and sexual orientation, so that there's a lack of gender there. More thought needs to be placed into the agenda definitely, and also we need to be placed in the investigation of sectors in terms of gender balances. Why do they choose the hospitality sector? Why not domestic work or those textile industry, etc. Then also ties in with issues for example we'll answer later. More emphasis should be also in terms of the leadership determination, which is the last paragraph in 561, the leadership determination that says that will then be a review of the leadership determination. And which will be started, but they need to be a focus on gender in terms of how many women through that particular program, how women and how many women complete with that program as well. So not just how many women in, but how many they want to work.
Child labor.
That is also on page 61. They need to be more focused on girl child and unpaid care work, as well as exploitation of the girl child in terms of trafficking. Page 62, with the labor organization, paragraph that was, there we go, taking of society,
Taking up the target of my question, Jenny was not mentioned specifically in terms of the capacity building and in terms of the services side organization, which services side organization were targeted for the intervention. And if we then paragraph one speaks to the number of collective agreements and bargaining councils, and how many workers were covered through those bargaining councils. We need to be more focused on women. So that's my question two, is the lack of a woman, or we didn't see gender there. Paragraph four, which then the non-gender labor organization that ungrade compliance in the case of the DTMA, we need to note that we need to be more focused on women there. And as I mentioned earlier, the second issue I'll come to is the case study of the DTMA and how many women have been involved in those cases, especially in terms of the economic crisis. And that definition is like on women and economic crisis. And finally, employment creation, which was the little block on the, at the bottom of the page, we would like to see more gender there in terms of the creation of
politics. And it's something I think you should be looking at. or maybe waiting to ask questions or whatever. The other thing is when you said with employment equity, there's nothing about wages. But you'll see they say something about, sorry, we were meant to do an income differentials report, but we didn't manage to do it. Income differentials is about different wages, rates, gender, top professionals versus, again, something that has been dragging on for at least 10 years. They now say they have the data, but they haven't got around to it. And when they analyze it, are they going to do it by gender as well as everything else? So again, something that this committee could easily ask about. We have no reports going to be happening every year, every 2 years, but the Employment Equity Act was last year, 1990-something, and we are now 2010 and there's no report yet. So there are issues. I mean, overall, I just like to say I'm very pleased with how this exercise went. I think you can see that there's a lot of, this is just one department, and there's a lot of gender issues in this. So if we're talking about mainstreaming about a department that people might not think of automatically with gender, there's lots and lots and lots of spectrum, because you only went through about 8 pages. What you can see is the way the department is reporting at the moment is gender blind. There's just no awareness. And a lot of what we are asking for would not be difficult to report, but they just don't think it's important. So there is work you can do on the things you can ask other people to do work on the annual report. But I'm hoping that this, that we have done this afternoon, will help you when you go on to the budget to say when we look at the budget for next year, when we go back to the annual report, because each of you is not only on this committee, you are also on other committees. So in your other committee, you can say, let me go back to the annual report for that committee, for that department. What did they say they did in the last completed year? What did they say, what was in the budget for this year? And it will give you, put you in a better position to say what should be in the budget for this coming year. Mm-hmm. And that was the purpose of today. We're not going to do the final session we were going to do, which is looking at all the other departments, because we had the minister and that took another session. We would like to do a very quick form of evaluation. So everybody must take one piece of paper like this from your little pad, and you must divide it in half, tear it in half, fold it and tear it in half. And on one half, you put a face with a smile, and on the other half, you put a face with a sad mouth. Sad mouth. And on the one with a smile, you write one thing that was good about the workshop today. And on the one with a sad mouth, you write one thing that was not so good about today that could be improved. And you don't put your name on the piece of paper, and you write very clearly, because we are then going to distribute them to each other and read them out. Yeah. So it will be anonymous, so you can be as rude as you want, because nobody will know you have been rude. What one thing, divide it in half, one that has, is something good, and one, yeah, but then tear it in half, so that we can, yeah.
obviously the bad one. Obviously the bad one.
The happy one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not a bomb.
Okay.
Discussion on the discussion on the capacity of the committees to implement this work.
Oh, not enough time on other issues on budgeting. Other people in the group were not getting the issues discussed. Some people were dominant and did not give others a chance to speak. not enough theory.
Nothing particularly bad about the presentation. Just because the cost, it will be very unfair if we were to only focus on issues related to water.
I'm quite pretty.
It is a number.
Very elaborate on gender equity.
The training workshop was very informative on gender budgeting. Discussions were stimulating even though there were less discussions in the workshop.
It was very informative.
The workshop was well coordinated and the speakers stuck to the timing and did a good job making sure the group work also went along the schedule.
A very good workshop. I especially enjoyed the group work.
Just a sense about what a gender responsive budget should be, should be or look like.
Putting this together. So, yeah.